Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED-Ed video, and it's called A Clever Way to Estimate Enormous Numbers. And maybe you guys have never thought about this, but when it comes to large calculations, this might come in handy. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The ability to use the power of 10 as an estimation tool can come in handy every now and again, like when you're trying to guess the number of NMMs in a jar. But it's also an essential skill in math and science, especially when dealing with that are known as Fermi problems. The ability to use the power of 10 as an estimation tool can come in handy every now and again, like when you're trying to guess the number of M&Ms in a jar. But it's also an essential skill in math and science, especially when dealing with what are known as Fermi problems. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 ability。Ability 呢是能力或者是能耐的意思。那它的 A 呢是发短音 a 的音 ability。那如果喜欢那个 X-Men 警系列的人呢就可以说 In the X-Men series, all mutants have different abilities. 就在这个 X-Men 的系列呢每一个变种人都有不同的能力。那它的形容词呢是 able, 这边的 A 呢则是发 A 的音指是能够或者是可以的意思。像是说 I am able to make it tomorrow at 6, 我明天晚上六点呢能够跟你见面这样子。那 able 加一个 c 呢则是 cable。cable 呢有绳缆的意思，那它后来也可以延伸到比如说像是网路线啊，或者甚至是那种像是猫空缆车等等。就都可以用这个 cable 啊或者是 cable car。 那要不要跟它搞混的呢则是 capable 这一个字。 capable 呢指的是有能力的，它重音在最前面的地方 k， 那 pa 呢只是发短音 l 的音 capable 是有能力的。那它的名词呢则是 capability， 它的重音在 bi 的地方capability。 那有人会问说 able 跟 capable of 就是像是 being able to do something 或者是 capable of doing something 差别在哪里呢？那其实简单来说呢， we use able to describe current things someone can do and capable to talk about someone's future potential. 就是说 able 呢是用来形容现在人们做得到的事情，那 capable 呢可以用来讲它这个未来可能有潜力做到的事情。像是说everyone is able to kill but not everyone is capable of murder. 每一个人呢都知道要怎么杀人，就是说可能做得到这件事情，但是并不是每一个人都能够犯下谋杀这样子。那 capable 呢跟 able 的用法呢大家可以稍微再琢磨一下。再我们来看 estimation。 estimation 呢它指的是判断的意思，那它的 e 呢是微笑的嘴型 e 的音 estimationI 呢只是发短音 e 的音，重音在 ma 的地方。像是说 He gave us a rough estimation of the project deadline. 他给了我们一个就是粗略的估算这个 project 的截止时间。那它的动词呢则是 estimate。Estimate 指的是估计。那我们有时候就可以说 It is estimated that it is going to rain for the next 3 weeks. 这个估计啊我们接下来三周呢都会下雨。那再我们要来看的是 handy 这一个字。handy 呢指的是便利的。那大家会觉得这个字好像我们看过 hand， 可是为什么会用 handy 呢？那它其实通常都会跟着这个片语叫做 come in handy， 就是说你需要用到的时候呢可能会很方便。像是说 a Swiss knife may seem really small but it might come in handy when you're in an emergency， 就是这个瑞士刀呢虽然看似渺小，可是它可能在你需要用到的时候呢就是非常方便的一个工具。再我们来看的是 essential。 essential 呢指的是必要的，它是形容词，它的第一个 e 呢是发短音 e 的音 e， 那 sen 呢只是微笑的嘴型 a essential。 essential 是必要的，像是我们可以说 it is extremely essential for you to recognize your own weakness， 就是要认知到你自己的弱点在哪里呢是非常必要的。那它的名词呢则是 essence 是本质的意思或者是精华，那它的 e 呢是微笑的嘴型 a essence. 像是我们可以说 The poet in the musical Notre Dame de Paris is the essence of the show. 在这个钟楼怪人的舞台剧里面呢，那个开场的诗人呢，是他的精华，这整场的精华。那这个钟楼怪人的舞台剧呢，好像已经要来台湾了，不知道有没有人要去看。那我小时候看过他们的 DVD， 真的是非常喜欢。除了这个呢，还有一些舞台剧啊，像是猫啊，或者是那个 Romeo and Juliet， 我都非常喜欢。那再来看它的形容词呢，则是 essentially， 指的是必然的。那我们就可以说 failing from this course is essentially the result of teaching classes， 就是你翘课翘那么多堂啊，被当掉是必然的结果。再我们来看 skill 呢，指的是技术的意思，像是我们有时候会说 someone has the skills to do something， 就是说他有这个的技术，也就是说他很有这一方面的技巧。那我们或许就可以说 he has the skills of performing magic tricks in front of 300 people， 他能够呢在这个300人面前表演魔术。那形容词呢则是 skillful， 就可以说 this magician is rather skillful， 他是一位非常熟练的魔术师。最后我们来看 especially 呢，指的是尤其地，它跟 specifically 呢其实非常像。 specifically 呢指的是特定地，像是我们可以说 I like fruits especially guavas， 我特别喜欢芭乐，在众多水果里面。那 specifically 呢也是指的是特定地。那用在喜好方面的话呢，其实乍听之下差不多，可是如果用在比如说他指定了什么东西，像说 He specifically asked for roast chicken and I can't believe you got him beef， 像是我们就可以说他指定要这个烤鸡腿，结果你却买了牛肉给他，这样子。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.The ability to use the power of 10 as an estimation tool can come in handy every now and again, like when you're trying to guess the number of elements in a jar. But it's also an essential skill in math and science, especially when dealing with that are known as Fermi problems. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!